The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And today we're listening to Altered Stories by Michelle Saunders. Here is the description from our good friends at Apple Podcast. It says the Altered Stories Show podcast. So right there, is it a show? Is it a podcast? I would lose the word podcast. The Altered Stories Show was started by Michelle Saunders Gotch, CEO and founder of Altered Stories Ministry at alteredstories.org. The podcast exists to help women share their transformational, redemptive God stories so women across the world can hear them. And do what? That's my question. And like, what's, okay, I heard your God story. What's in it for me? So far, it's all about you. It's all about Michelle Saunders Gotch. The evangelistic commission of the podcast aligns with scripture. Luke 8:39 NIV, return to home and tell how much God has done for you. So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus has done for his life. Okay, so I kind of get it. I understand it's why now know what a God story is. And I will say this, I went to their website. I met Michelle at an event, and she said, please look at my show and please don't hold back. I'm like, okie dokie. Have you heard my show yet? You might want to think about that, but your website needs some work. Your website needs some work. So Michelle, if you're listening, I mean this with love and compassion, your website needs some work. Alteredstories.org. And I went through and found one that I thought would be interesting because you have things like My Daily Bread Story, and there was one about anorexia. So I grabbed that particular story, and that's what we're going to hear. Maybe it's in your desk drawer or it's sitting on your dresser laughing at you. You know what I'm talking about. It's that microphone that you bought back in 2020. You had something to say and you were going to say it. And now it's 2023 and your brain has convinced you, yeah, that's a bad idea. And you say things like, well, I was bored during the pandemic. And if that's true, well, you're not the person I'm trying to reach. I'm talking to the person who had a solid idea with lots of passion and experience and personality. They just need some help and advice. And if that's you, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener today and get access to courses, an awesome podcasting community, and as much one-on-one coaching as you need. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose or worry about. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener, and let's see what we can do together.
God is going to heal you right now. And I went, oh, no, in my mind. You know, I didn't tell her, go, oh, I didn't want to get rid of it. See?
Okay, my very first impression is that's pretty bad audio, and I'll tell you at the end how you can solve that, but that's not a great first impression. I was like, oof, that needs help.
But because God loves us, if we're walking close to him, and we have a sin, even as a hidden sin, you have anorexia, she didn't know, and I probably was 105 pounds again, by the pleasantly flop, who knows? So I did begin to be healed, and I'm going to tell you how he healed me, Michelle. He really did truly heal me. He said, as long as you will eat right and exercise, you could be thin. But you can't, it's like almost like you can't do it that way. So when I would be not eating, like I'd forgot breakfast and I'd just start to starve. But I was still in that mode that I would be thin. But if I don't eat something like for breakfast, I get so starved. That was a miracle way that God knew. He knows me. And he knew that I wouldn't do it on my own. And so he, as a loving father, he healed me.
All right, I'm going to pop in here. These things where you pull a clip from the interview is a very hard skill to master. And you want to pull a clip that lets people, gets people going, ooh, I wonder what happened next. And you just gave away the farm. She had anorexia and God healed her. I don't need to listen to this show anymore. I know the answer. And I guess with the God stories, you kind of know how they're all going to end. But my thing is, I see so many people spend hours trying to find that perfect clip when you could have just said, hey, today we're talking with so-and-so, and you know, from the such-and-such. She had anorexia, and today you're going to hear how she overcame it. Because these are all kind of overcoming stories, I think, or something. But that clip did not make me go, ooh, I want to hear this, because I kind of already know the answer. And so I know it's about anorexia, but, you know, also, again, that audio is pretty bad. I'll show you how to fix that at the end.
You're listening to Altered Stories with Michelle Renee Gutch.
Happy New Year, Altered Story Show listeners. This is your chief storyteller host, Michelle Saunders Gutch.
And while your audio is better than your guess, it sounds a little under, like somebody went a little too far with the noise reduction, maybe. But again, that's all this is, first impressions.
And welcome to my first episode of 2022. Episode 72. Yes, 72. Ellen's From Trial to Triumph Anorexia God Story. And friends, it's been a while since I've recorded, and I'm thankful to have my voice now so I can record this episode, because I had planned on recording it sooner, and unfortunately, I lost my voice.
And this would be a great story to share at the end of the podcast, after you've given us awesome content, where the super listeners still are at the end of your show. But so far, the good news is you haven't apologized yet. That's always a good... I understand why people want to apologize, but it's a horrible way to start off the show. But at this point, I would have moved this to the end.
I also want to thank all of you for listening to my podcast that is part of the Spark Media Network and can now be heard on the Edify app, which is the world's most powerful Christian app that offers thousands of the best Christian podcasts for your listening.
Well, the good news is you haven't asked for money. That's what most Christian podcasts do, said the guy who is a Christian. Just a question here, though. Is this podcast for Christians to basically, in theory, preach to the choir? Or if this goal is to show how Jesus worked in these people's lives and reach those that are unchurched, having it in a Christian podcast may not be the best way to reach those that are unchurched.
And friends, I'm also excited to share that I'm going to be making a few adjustments to the show as we go into this new year. All good.
And again, check out PodPage or go to trypodpage.com, because your website, it needs a little work.
I will also be adding in a few solo releases. Friends, I've never done solo releases. I never thought I could speak for 30 minutes or more on a podcast, but I'm going to work on that so you can get to know me a little better and to share more how God is working in our storytelling healing ministry.
It's super simple. You picture your invisible friend across your table and you just talk to them like they're there. I know it sounds really weird and it does take some practice to get used to, but I'm doing it right now because I'm picturing you sitting right across the table and you and I are having a conversation as I hit play on this podcast.
Now, friends.
Actually, right now it's just me in the room. So it's not friends, it's friend. Always talk to one person. It makes it much more intimate. If you're doing this on YouTube, I know you want to go, hey guys, but really just talk to one person.
It's time to get this show started.
Yes.
And today I am beyond excited to bring to the mic my lovely special guest and new women's podcasting and ministry friend, Ellen Mongan.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to tell you, lady, I've got so much to share about you. I'm going to do my best and then you can share more.
Oh, no.
There is so much about you.
Get ready for the reading of the LinkedIn bio.
You're a Christian writer. You're a motivational speaker. of course, how I got to know you is being host of the Women of Wisdom Wow podcast, which I was blessed to be a guest. We had so much fun. You write a column for a newspaper. You're a blogger for Catholic Mom, Women of Grace, and Elizabeth Ministry International. You're the founder. I got to hear more about this, the Little Pink Dress Ministry, which today I'm wearing. I looked. I don't really have a pink dress. I have all kinds of pink, but we're kind of in the thrust of winter here. So I found something that I thought would kind of be pink.
Okay, you kind of went off the rails here.
Today, as we honor you on the show. I know you're incredibly gifted, Ellen, as a speaker on radio and TV. And so you do that and you have, and you're in all kinds of things. I don't know how. You're just an amazing type AAA achiever woman. And you're the wife of Deacon Patrick Mungan. And he's an MD.
Retired.
Okay. And you've got seven kids. Your seven children, four wow. son-in-laws, a baby in heaven, and 13 grandchildren.
Holy
oh my gosh,
God.
Gal.
That's a whole lot
and
of kids.
Daughter-in-laws too.
Two. And you, of course, honor your role of wife and mother.
Yeah, but
and that
you're bringing her on because she had anorexia.
Law, which I honor.
And I'm not sure we need all this background.
I'm so overjoyed.
You know, I understand
to
that having
today.
Seven kids can really put a dent in your time.
Here with a guest
but
like you,
let's get
Ellen,
to a question, shall we?
Phenomenal. What else do you want to share? Good,
oh my
good
God.
Afternoon.
Now that I've read your LinkedIn bio, did I miss anything?
Good afternoon and welcome.
Okay, so I was going to share that I'm so glad to be on a show and share my story because
yeah, that's
you
just,
shared your story on that, my show. When you share your story,
yeah, no,
good things
sorry.
Happen.
Okay, and here's something that happens in churches. And I know this because I grew up in the church and it still happens. And that is nobody wants to say anything remotely controversial. You would never want to discourage anyone. And so nobody says, hey, your audio sounds horrible. Like you said, this woman's been on radio and TV, and to a certain extent, you kind of lose your credibility when she comes on, and it sounds like she's in the bathroom with, I mean, that's just her audio is horrible. It's not, I mean, it's like unlistenable. And how do I determine that? What's the measuring stick? When somebody's audio sound is so bad that it distracts from what she's saying. In fact, I'm having a hard time understanding what she's saying because there's so much room and reverb and things like that. And likewise, you're better, but I am smelling Blue Yetis in this equation. A Blue Yeti is a very popular microphone because it plugs directly into your computer. So does the Samson Q2U. And I'll put a link to a free webinar I did. You don't even have to give me your email address that shows you the gear that I recommend. And the people that use that, number one, you don't have to really learn how to use it as much because a Blue Yeti, there's a switch you got to have in the right place. And then you've got to have it close to you. And if you have your microphone on your desk, that's not going to work and things of that nature. And then your introduction, you kind of just went, oh, she's great. And you have her here because she was anorexic and she has somehow overcome it. So I would focus on that. That's right. We're here to hear that story. And so you could say she's a mother of seven. She's been on radio. She's been on TV. That's credible. And she's done this and done that. But at some point you have to really focus on, okay, how much of her backstory really pertains to overcoming anorexia? Because, you know, seven kids, that affects every story. So that just shows that, hey, people are counting on her and things of that nature. So I would do that. Your intro says you're listening to Altered Stories with Michelle's Gotch, right? But you don't say what the show is or for or who it's for. It's just, hey, here's the show. Here's Michelle. And it would be better if you said, hey, welcome to Altered Stories, where we share God stories for women so that they can blah, blah, blah. You know, so we do this for this kind of people so that they can blank. That's a decent. And today we're going to interview so-and-so who has overcome anorexia. Then we don't need the whole clip thing. And boom, we're into the content like that. And I always say Exhibit A, on one hand, I should have like on business cards, Dave Jackson, most inpatient podcast listener on the planet. But I always say, look at Netflix. When you click on skip the ending credits, it also skips the beginning credits, the beginning intro of the next, you know, episode. So I would do that. Now, I mentioned your audio is bad, and it is. On a scale from 1 to 10, it's about a 4. So let's play the beginning, and then I'm going to play you what I did to it, and it took me all of about 3 seconds, and it sounds a whole lot. It doesn't sound great, but it's now listenable. So here's a spot that I took, and this has both you and your guest, and this is what it sounded like. This is the original, and then as soon as that's done, you're going to hear the cleaned up version. And you can do this, by the way. You don't have to hire somebody to do this.
Good afternoon, because I know you're in a different time zone. Good afternoon and welcome.
Okay, so I was going to share that I'm so glad to be on a show and share my story because...
Good afternoon, because I know you're in a different time zone. Good afternoon and welcome.
Okay, so I was going to share that I'm so glad to be on a show and share my story because...
And that tool is called Descript. If you look in your show description or go to podcastrodeoshow.com/descript, that's DESCRIPT, that is a tool and it's called Studio Sound and you turn it on. Now, the other thing you could do is my guess is you're using Zoom and that is, again, that will produce a listenable experience if everybody has decent hardware. I would recommend Squadcast if you're doing interviews with people who are not in the same room with you, and then you want to record as a WAV file because even Descript cleaning that up, things still sounded a little wacky. But just realize that there are so many podcasts, and also keep in mind so many TV shows and radio shows and things like that. And while it doesn't have to be perfect, one of the things that makes podcasting great is you're going to have more free-flowing conversations. It's not going to be, you know, everything split into 4-minute sound bites. So that's the good part, but it does have to be listenable. And that audio quality was not. So I would fix the intro and add some sort of intro about the show. You know, welcome to Altered Stories, where we do blah, blah, blah for blah, 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 so that they can blah, blah, blah. Then introduce the episode. Fix your audio, and I think you have a much better shot of growing your audience. The good news is everything I just mentioned is completely fixable. So thanks so much for asking for my opinion. If you go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/store, you can have your show right here. I will give you honest, constructive feedback to help you make the best episode that you can. Again, podcastrodeoshow.com/store. If you don't have a podcast or you have a podcast and you're looking to grow it, well, when you hear podcasting, think School of Podcasting, and that's where I help you plan, launch, and grow your podcast. And of course, if you want to monetize, I can help you with that as well. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you there's always room for improvement. So the episode's over and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.